From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Constance Jones. Earlier this year, two Miami Beach residents filed a lawsuit to try to get Miami-Dade County Mosquito Control to stop spraying a pesticide known as Nalid. They were worried about possible health effects. Their case was dismissed by a federal judge who recommended county officials meet with the plaintiffs. WLRN's Kate Stein reports that meeting was supposed to happen today.
Cindy Mattson and Dr. Michael Hall, the Miami Beach residents who filed the lawsuit, expected to meet with Miami-Dade County attorneys and the deputy county mayor who oversees mosquito control. They were joined by City of Miami Mayor Tomas Regalado and his daughter Raquel Regalado, as well as Miami Beach Commissioner Kristen Rosen Gonzalez, a vocal critic of Nalid. Rosen Gonzalez says the group left after waiting more than half an hour for county officials to arrive.
My constituents and I prepared for this meeting. I had it on my calendar, and I would expect somebody from the county to show up, and we waited there for quite a long time before we left.
A county spokesman says the county expected the meeting to include only the Miami Beach residents. He says when the Regalados and Rosen Gonzalez showed up, county attorneys advised canceling the meeting, which was not court mandated. The Miami Beach residents say they're going to refile their lawsuit to get the county to stop aerial spraying with the pesticide Nalid. They say Raquel Regalado will be representing them in court. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.